Good morning. Continuing Maseches Trumos, we are in the fourth parak. We are up to Mishnah Zayin, parak Dalet, Mishnah Zayin. Yesterday we discussed how to estimate how much truma to take off. Here we have we're moving on to the next halachas, which are regarding the halachas of bittul. We know that when a person has food that is not kosher, that gets mixed up together with food which is kosher, there are different amounts of food that you have to have. In different cases, the amount would change how much you'd have to counter the non-kosher food to enact the halacha of bittul, to nullify it. So normally, when it comes to shari yisurim, to regular yisurim, whether it's nevela or it's basar bakala, would be shishim, you'd have to have 60 times that amount. Over here, right, truma, Rabbi Lezer Omer, truma oila be'echad umeya. You have to have 101 in all to be mevatel that piece of truma. So if you have, practically speaking, you have 100 apples of chulin, and one apple of truma falls in there, so now you have 101, now it's going to be batel. What do you do with it? You take one out, and then everything else is fine. You take one out and give it to the kayin, and everything else can be eaten by anybody. Rabbi Yeshua says, b'me'a v'oid, does not need to have 101, has to have a me'a v'oid. Therefore, the case would be you have 99 and a little bit of chulin, and one falls in there, then you'd be good with that 99 and a little bit. Now, how much does this v'oid, this little bit, have to be? V'oid zeh in lo shir. Says Rabbi Yeshua, there's no shir, anything more than 99. So 99 and a bit is enough to be mevatel. Rabbi Yossi ben Meshulam says, v'oid kav lemeya se'ah shtos le medameya. He says it's when you have me'asa, it's a kav, because there are six kav in a sa. So what we're talking about here is you have 100 sa all together, and then your v'oid that you're adding on needs to be one kav. In other words, practically speaking, you'd have to be 99 and one kav against your one of truma, and then you would have bittul. Again, in this case, you would still, that you have to, there's halach, you have to take out that one piece and give it to the kayin. Even if you can't identify which one it is, you're mila, you take it out, and then the rest can be consumed by anybody. The halach is like Rabbi Eliezer, you have to have 100 solid pieces against one piece of truma that falls in. When I mean solid, I don't mean as opposed to a liquid, I mean 100 as opposed to 99 point something. It's 100 against that one of truma, and then it would be batel, and then it would be able to be consumed by anybody, provided you take one measurement out of that one 100.